Patrick, I think the listeners understand that we record these episodes every day, right? You say that all the time, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is, you know, usually like, you know, I'll come by your house on the way to work or something like that.
Right.
And we'll record and, and then we put that out. Like people hear that in real time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They
yeah.
In the morning.
Which happens the day you hear it. Yeah.
And you're getting ready for work that day. That's us just talking to you, you know, right when we do that.
Sometimes like 3 or 4 in the morning. Yeah.
But we're going to make an exception here because we had the whole gang together.
We did.
For a party.
Thanksgiving week.
We have it right now.
Yeah.
And this big group of people. And we kind of, well, we figured while we have Bobby Padovic here.
Yeah.
In at Brett's house in the basement, that maybe we should just record while he's here.
Why not?
And you know, so it's a little bit off schedule recording wise, but it works. So as you're hearing this, listeners, it was actually recorded a couple of weeks ago, but you know, we had the opportunity to get Bobby on the show.
Unusual for us.
Yeah.
Right. So how are you, Bobby?
I'm good. It was good to come all the way out from the wilds of downtown DC to Vienna, Virginia.
Out in the suburbs.
This is amazing out here. You know, it's a nice, awesome basement.
Yeah. So thanks for joining the party.
Thanks for having me.
So, it is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have Bobby Padovic, a friend of ours and an excellent drummer.
Excellent
rock drummer in the band Night Streets here in D.C. I just saw a show a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
You guys were rocking.
Yeah. Thanks,
It was hot, man.
Thanks for, coming out. That was a really fun show. Anacostia Arts Center.
Yeah,
nice.
In D.C., awesome place.
And folks remember the old podcast we did years and years ago, and they remember the theme music to that.
That was
nice.
Good theme music. Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Cutoffs,
that was
right?
You guys.
Cutoffs.
Yeah.
Great too.
Song.
Yeah. We're talking Perfect Pop as we had been before at Brett's house, and everybody in the little gang here was making a pick of a song they think is a perfect song. And so, Bobby, let's get in it. What do you think is a perfect song?
So I racked my brain over this, as we always do, and I had a couple picks in mind, and I'm glad I did because I'm not going with the pick that I had originally, which was, I'll just tell you guys what it was. It was a song by The Sword, who you guys know are my heroes, and I was going down the road of, well, you know, it's metal, but it's a perfect metal song. But based on everything that you've talked about in the Perfect Pop Week, I chose a song from one of my favorite bands of all time, my heroes. We've mentioned them before, I think, in passing, talking to each other. The band is Built to Spill.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think that, Built to Spill's music, this is a bit of an obscure, you know, to some people, band.
To some people,
But indie rock heroes, right?
Yes.
And just absolutely incredible band. And their music combines a lot of elements from songs that you guys have talked about and just from that sort of perfect pop approach. You know, you hear it weaving in and out of their music, and the song that I chose is from their most recent album, Untethered Moon, the opening track. It's called All Our Songs.
See right to my mind.
love it when we get a pick that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know that song. Of course, I know Built to Spill, mm-hmm. but I must have missed this album. This came out a couple of years ago, huh?
I think it was last year. It's their most recent one.
Okay.
And that the song is called All Our Songs, which is so appropriate because that this song in particular just combines all of their magic into kind of one, like, one awesome song. It's long. It's 6 minutes long, and it evolves. It totally wails at the end, like guitar solo, just killing it. But the whole song, it's just dreamy. You know, it's got tons of elements of kind of that garagey, dreamy, ethereal, all the stuff that they do so well, just rolled up into one perfect song.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, Bobby, from your mind, what their magic is, because I like that phrase. And to me, I would say like they combine elements of Northwest indie rock like K Records and a little bit of that punk, and also like the space and melody of Neil Young, and mm-hmm. you know, the ability to like pull a hook out of nowhere and yet keep it together. But for you, like what constitutes those magical elements?
Yeah, so and that's for me, like in looking at a perfect song, perfect, it's something that evokes emotion. It's yeah. greater than kind of the sum of the parts. It's the kind of music that you can't believe, like somebody came up with this song, and that's kind of mind-blowing to think of. Someone wrote it, you know,
yeah.
and performed it. And for Built to Spill has always been one of those kind of bands for me. I got into them in college, you know, it's so in that formative time. Doug March, the singer yeah. and guitar, he's a guitar god. He's probably the biggest guitar god that a lot of people don't know of.
Yeah,
I would say
just,
that too.
He's in... If you really like listen between the lines of Built to Spill tunes, there's so much going on, so much textures, so much weaving in and out. And then on top of that, just his voice, you know,
I love his voice.
Lyrically,
it's incredible.
He's got like angels in his throat, you know, he's yeah, kind of like, has that kind of voice. the whole package is just magical. Yeah.
Built to Spill has to me sort of an amazing ability to be sort of heavy and light at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's a certain heaviness at its core, or kind of a roughness around the edges, but there's a real lightness mm-hmm. to the music as mm-hmm. well. The way they play and the way Doug sings, and it's kind of hard to describe. You know, have to hear it like we just did, but you know, that's a good
yeah.
example of it. But it works on different levels in different ways, and there is a sort of there is really, to use that word, kind of a magic to their sound mm-hmm. that I think is not something that just anybody can replicate.
Yeah, you're right. And it's cool that it is a recent thing too, because I would have, when Bobby said Built to Spill, I was like, all right, it's got to be something. I'll keep it like a secret.
Yeah.
You know, we're going back there, but it's great that it's a new tune. And
could have picked any song from that album.
You kind of can, yeah.
But like, I don't know, this one for me, just in its totality, it really just wraps up all of their sound into one awesome song.
That's great.
They're amazing. I could even go, Jim, to the Halo Benders, the thing he did with Calvin
yeah.
Johnson. Like, there's some really great, perfect songs on there, too. So,
and
yeah.
they're at their core, they're just pop songs. I mean, you know, if you strip them down,
mm-hmm.
It's really just those classic
yeah.
elements of,
exactly.
of pop
yeah, right.
that are going on under the surface there.
And his guitar overdubs are always pretty perfectly placed. You know what I mean? Like, really, really well done.
Totally.
Cool. Great pick.
Yeah, it's a great
yeah.
pick.
Thank you.
Didn't see
welcome.
That coming.
All
I'd like
right.
to surprise you guys.
Yeah.
So you thought I was going to go total like metal, you know.
I was going to be like Rush. Yeah, maybe.
I was going to try to slip some Rush in here, but I knew that you would kick me out of the basement if
no.
I did that.
No, I think we got
oh,
Rush.
No, no. We
got
Rush
Week coming up here soon.
Oh,
yeah.
We should do that
yeah.
sometime.
Can I
yeah,
please
yeah.
come for Rush Week?
Absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, that's
you.
At your house.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're, yeah. Let's
yeah,
do that. That'd be great. Even better.
Let's get it on the calendar.
All right. All right, sounds good. So everybody have a good time here for the
yeah.
time
yeah.
of Brett's
time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thanks very much again, Brett Motif.
Yeah,
for
thanks, Brett.
Let us hang out at your house.
Thanks, guys.
This was a little bonus track
yeah.
that we got out of it.
There
right?
you go.
All right, and thanks again, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, thanks.
And again, if any listeners have ideas for other perfect pop songs, you know, many millions that we have missed
please.
So far, please call us, 612-440-1984. Yes.
I knew it.
Yes. It's in honor of Van Halen.
Yeah,
that's why
right.
we picked that phone number.
Never would have guessed that.
Okay.
Jim and I both reached puberty that year. So that's the other reason.
Oh, man. All right. So yeah, anyway, you can call that number and you can leave a message and tell us about a song that you really like and why it's perfect. Give us a little explanation for it. We'll put your voice on an upcoming episode. Or if you'd rather email us, you can do that rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. Mm-hmm. And also listen to the Perfect Pop playlist. We're always adding new stuff to it. We will embed it, or Sam will embed it somewhere on on the suburbspod.com website. I guess probably with the articles that go with these episodes.
I hope. He knows what he's doing.
He's on the ball. Yeah, he's great. Got it under control. The website, thankfully, is under new management.
Yeah.
Also, you should rate and review the show. We've lost our little spokesman for that. Rate
Brett
and review
was great
the show
about that,
on iTunes. That really helps us out. Yep. And subscribe to the show on iTunes.
Please.
And listen to it on iTunes or Audioboom or any of the big podcast platforms. I think that's about it, right?
You did it.
All right. So with that, thanks again to everyone here in this crowd. Mm-hmm. And you and I will be back again tomorrow,
soon.
Right?
Yeah, tomorrow probably.
I guess. Yeah. All right. All right. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Bobby Padovic.
All right. Thanks again, Bobby. We'll talk to you guys all again later.
Just pour the bourbon on your Cap'n Crunch as usual.
I didn't want to get right into that, but I would appreciate it.